from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Yet again tonight, the weather forecast is for a wind chill around minus 40. That greatly increases the risk of frostbite or worse. The homeless population of Timmins is especially at risk. Living Space Operations Director Robin May says its newer location on Spruce Street South allows it to open more daytime drop-in spaces as the thermometer plummets.
This building also does offer up more space for sleeping. So we're able to open up overflow opportunities and put down more beds, if that is the case, with people presenting.
On a normal night at Living Space, sleeping capacity is 30 people. On extremely cold nights, it climbs to 40 or more. COVID-19 restrictions are being gradually lifted at long-term care homes in Ontario. With key indicators continuing to improve, the maximum number of designated caregivers is increasing from 2 to 4 per resident as of Monday. Residents who've had at least 3 doses of vaccine will be able to resume social day trips. Road closures, extra officers, and barricades are just part of the response from Toronto police as they prepare for a weekend protest. The convoy is expected to be similar to the one that's been in Ottawa for a week. It's anticipated to begin tomorrow at Queen's Park, just north of the Hospital Row area, which is home to some of the country's busiest hospitals. Police don't indicate how many demonstrators they're expecting. Ottawa police are taking decisive steps to keep more protesters from getting into their city this weekend. Chief Peter Slowly says the plan includes concrete barriers and heavy equipment to further restrict vehicles getting downtown. They'll also be deploying 150 more officers who will be on duty day and night over the weekend, looking for and charging anyone who breaks any laws. They estimate another 300 to 400 trucks, as many as 2,000 demonstrators on foot, and 1,000 counter-protesters will be in Ottawa this weekend. Freedom Convoy members say they'll stay downtown until the government lifts all COVID-19 mandates. Canada's premiers and territorial leaders are asking the feds for more money for health care. The call comes at the Council of the Federation winter meeting hosted by BC Premier John Horgan. He says when the health care transfer program began, it was a 50-50 split between the feds and provinces. That slipped to about 22% from Ottawa. The premiers say it's not enough to deliver medical services and end hallway health care. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.